I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 25. Coming up, Prime Minister says region must focus on disaster mitigation plans. More Jamaicans return from the BVI and government completes sale of all part to JISCO. The news in detail after this message.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the region must begin to create disaster mitigation plans which place greater emphasis on the negative impacts of climate change. Noting that several Caribbean islands have been left devastated following the passage of hurricanes Irma and Maria, Mr. Holness says the focus must now shift towards climate change resilience and adaptation to ensure speedy recovery from natural disasters. With tourism the major economic driver for several countries in the region, a focus on climate change adaptation will also ensure the sustainability of regional economies going forward.
They must and will rebuild. However, this time, they must factor in disaster resilience, recovery, and adaptation in a systematic and institutional way. Climate change is real, and it will disproportionately affect those of us who are least prepared to respond to its effects.
The Prime Minister was speaking Sunday at the opening of the 27th staging of Jamaica Product Exchange, JPEX, at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The event ends September 26 and offers a forum for leading tourism suppliers to meet with travel wholesalers and tour operators in a professionally organized business exchange. Two more aircraft with Jamaican evacuees from the British Virgin Islands BVI arrived at the Norman Manley International Airport Monday. Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, confirmed that the second flight landed this afternoon, ending the mission to transport citizens back to Jamaica. ODPEM coordinated flights from the BVI for approximately 194 Jamaicans who requested to return home due to the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Yesterday, three aircraft departed from the NMIA with 6,000 pounds of relief supplies. The planes returned with 75 more Jamaican nationals. The mission was made possible by the Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Labour and Social Security, as well as the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, Registrar General's Department, and the Jamaica Customs Agency. The government has completed the sale of the Alpart bauxite plant to China-based company Jiquan Iron and Steel JISCO. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry on Friday signed three agreements with representatives of JISCO in China, finalizing the acquisition. The establishment, fiscal regime, and agency and land use agreements effectively outlined the agreements between the government of Jamaica and JISCO relating to its ownership, operation, and build-out of the Alpart Alumina Works at Nain, St. Elizabeth. The agreements will also see the inflow of an additional $1 billion U.S. dollars in investment and the creation of another 800 direct and high-paying jobs. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has lauded the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, for its role in advancing the government's Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope program through its National Service Corps Recruitment and Training Initiative. Mr. Holness says the enlistment program represents an alternative in the selection process for future soldiers, as well as a channel for spreading the military's core values.
Securing our nation must be a multi-pronged strategy. We must recognize the different elements that are important for national security, nation building, and development. The National Service Corps is one such manifestation of this strategy. It is incumbent upon us to empower our young men and women to assume their role as valuable contributors to Jamaica's social and economic fabric.
The first cohort of the National Service Corps graduated from a military training program at the Monique Training Camp in St. Anne on the weekend. The 234 soldiers will be assigned to various units of the JDF where they'll gain valuable work experience and professional skills. Upon completion, some will remain with the JDF or apply to work in the public or private sectors. The next intake will be November. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.